Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Paulette Young, your host for today on America Health Crisis. We're going to talk again about the Zika virus because there's some new findings with this virus. We're all learning together and what precautions we need to take. We're going to, our guest today is going to be Dr. Funduma Adol, along with Selena Lindsay. I'll be on the air also. Hi, Dr. Funduma. Are you there, Adol?
Yes, I'm
Hi.
There. But you muted me. Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Dr. Funduma Adol, and I'm a pediatrician. So it's good to be on the air, yeah.
Yes. Well, our hot topic, Selena's not on the air yet, but she's coming in shortly.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, tonight we're going to talk about the Zika virus, because before we knew that it was transmitted through sexual and also through the mosquito itself biting a person. And it's my understanding they normally bite like below, like at the ankle, but they can bite you anywhere. And then now we're learning that there's a case in Utah, a 73-year-old man, that he had it very bad. In fact, he passed. But his friend that came to visit him, they know that the only way he could have gotten it was either through tears or sweat. And it's the first reported case because he was the only one that was there. The nurse knew to wear gloves. Everyone else wore gloves except him. And he sort of wiped his friend's forehead and his tears, but he did it with his hands, not with putting on a pair of gloves when he did that. And they believe that's how he came down with it. So now they say they need to study it to you know, to know, you know, more about it. I'll tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds me of the HIV/AIDS. When HIV was first discovered back in the early 80s, between 80 and 81, I remember the physicians that were in San Francisco. They're all dead right now. They didn't realize the transmission that through the blood with their hands not always having their gloves on. And they did surgery, and they literally were bathing themselves in that blood, not realizing that they could get it, you know, because you end up with broken skin, and that it can go through. So that's why physicians and all the medical people wear gloves. But I remember there's a period they did, and they did contract HIV. And because back in the early days, we didn't have all the medicines we have today. That's why, like, if we had the medicines we had today, the famous tennis player like Arthur Ashe would probably still be alive. But they didn't have. It was still they were learning. And that's how I feel about this Zika virus. It's like we're still learning.
Yeah, medicine itself is a continuing education. Every day you learn something new, you know, like we don't know much yet. Yeah.
Yes.
You know a lot. Yes. You know a lot, but who knows? You know, like 2 years ago, he was thinking about like this existed like many years ago in Africa, like in the forest of Uganda, but you know, like wasn't affecting to humans. You know, like but now it's affecting to human being. You know, so they discovered like in like 1943 something like that, like long time ago, but they not knowing. Like was affecting like liver and dengue, you know, like it's a same mosquito that, you know, like is carrying this one, you know, like people can be even just carrier, you know, like they don't show any symptoms. But the good thing is like this after a while it clears out, you know, like it's not like like a virus or herpes. Like stays for life in your body. Once you get, you will have, and you can give to anybody. You know, like but this one, you know, like it needs a virus that needs to be a patient, especially you know, like and precautious as you said, you know, like we just get here, we knew like a sexually transmitted in a blood,
right.
and a mosquito bite. But now, as you're saying, you know, like you can get from your saliva, you can get from your sweating, any body fluid, you know, like any body fluid, urine, you know.
Everyone, if you're working with patients, you have to wear gloves.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go work with a patient. I have gloves. And they, like you had said on previous program, Zika virus causes birth defects in newborns.
That's the most devastating thing.
Right,
yeah.
And that the virus, it was first discovered in Uganda, right? Wasn't it Uganda over 30 years ago?
Yes. More than 30 years ago, 1943.
That's more than 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And now it's a public concern throughout the world. And what I'm
especially
I'm
for infants and unborn babies. Especially
mm-hmm.
because this virus attacks like a brain cells, you know, like that's the most devastating thing, and that's
mm-hmm.
why and people childbearing age and men already childbearing age in any way, if they travel endemic area, you know, like and they should use like a protection barrier protection like a condom,
mm-hmm.
you know, like so don't have it because. Going to develop like a female genitalia mostly, you know, like that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Even
what about the mosquito traveling, you know, because some of our foods and stuff comes from can that mosquito travel like in the food itself, like in the fruits or the vegetables being brought here into the United States?
The mosquitoes are everywhere. For example, we know the malaria. Usually they bite at night, but this kind of mosquito they like daylight, and usually and the food travels in daytime. You know, like and they can be everywhere. You know, like but
so
the most
vulnerable. They don't talk about it, but can they possibly, like say a fruit's being brought here? Is it possible that fruit that's being brought here, the mosquitoes being brought with the fruit?
Yeah, the fruit can be as a vector, you know, like travel
mm-hmm.
with it. But, you know, like usually there should be a precautions, you know, like the fruits usually they grow and around water. And this mosquito, they develop in the water. And it's really very devastating. And we don't know much yet. That's the bad thing, the only thing. Now we know that everybody here, like for unborn babies, that is microcephalia. And also, I believe not only unborn baby, even until the baby develops, you know, like
mm-hmm.
and can attack any time, you know, like even, you know, like people who travel in that area, they have to be careful touching and less than 3 year old, you know, like that their brain is not developed fully, you know, like that. Grow fully, you know, like and this
right.
and this virus attacks to the brain, and that's a scary one too. Not only unborn baby, you know, like but even the one who are outside until they reach 2 years, they are vulnerable too. Yeah.
Okay, so let's say the child's born, all right, and now the
mm-hmm.
child's 1 year old, and they
yes.
get bit by the mosquito. Will that affect
mm-hmm.
their brain?
I believe I believe because the brain is not,
because it's still
yeah,
developing.
Because, yeah, because still
oh,
it's
wow.
developing and still it don't master the brain. You know, like a full development they reach like in 2 years. You know, like anatomically. You know, like I'm not saying like developmental of like you know like intellectual area or you know like and birth area or all these defects just anatomically. Not like that, you know, like that. But
mm-hmm.
after 2 years, the brain cells, they are all like this, you know, like that, and maturing, you know, like that. Here the baby
mm-hmm.
developing, you know, like that, as a learning thing and these things, but at least anatomically developed. Because what they're going to do, and the action is like they stop developing in the brain. That's why they have microcephalia. Microcephalia means small brain. Because to develop the school, the brain has required, you know, like growing, mm-hmm. and then in the school, like where they have, you see that small triangle that the babies, they have a very small, why they are there, because mm-hmm. their brain is developing, otherwise brain will close, you know, like and will close, it's not requiring, and then the bones, they join, while because the brain is small, it's growing. That's why they don't close until 2 years. They don't become hard, you know. Like that's mm-hmm. why the fontanella that they have, they call a fontanella, the soft part in the middle of the mm-hmm. brain that the babies they have. Because why is that? Because the brain is still requiring to develop and they distance it, you know. Like and then when mm-hmm. the brain fully develops, this bone will close, you know. Like so this mm-hmm. infant, why they are born in like a small head? Because their brain mm-hmm. is not requiring to grow, stop growing, you know, like that. And then mm-hmm. the bones, they close. They close themselves no matter what, you know. So that's what's devastating. Yeah, before 2 years, we should be careful. Like children before 2 years, until they are in that developing area anatomically, you know.
So, and see, yeah. the news isn't telling us that. They keep saying the unborn, but once they're born, they're still at risk.
Yeah.
Until the mosquito is on our territory, especially what's happening in Florida, and they're not telling us what's happening in the rest of the states, but Florida, then... I hadn't even thought mm-hmm. about what's happening to a 1-year-old or 2-year-old because the brain is still developing. And if they get bit by a mosquito, and it's the one with the Zika virus, that's not good at all.
Somebody, if get a disease before they get pregnant, after 1 year and 2 years, they are immune, you know, like rubella, mm-hmm. like that disease. Rubella mm-hmm. that affects the heart and unborn babies, and that's why they check all they give immunization young woman, you know, like
mm-hmm.
and or if they never had the immunization or the disease, they're gonna check their antibody if they have it, because their unborn baby will be vulnerable to this disease. So, but they develop immunity once they get, and it's most likely they will never get again, because they have their immune system and their unborn baby, they will be safe, like that rubella disease. But it was mm-hmm. It's not like a yeast or like the other one was like a, let's say the herpes, you know, like a, they have, you will have for life this disease.
It's kind of scary, especially if you can get it through casual contact, physical contact.
Could be, but it's not that much.
At least the case that they reported in Utah, they said it was casual physical contact.
Yeah, but I don't think body fluid, like urine or saliva or mm-hmm. sweat, you know, like it has.
No, for the one that Center of Disease Control is reporting from Utah, they said, yes, it's the first known case.
Yeah, and then the other thing, I think, like other insects, you know, like if that person, some insect bites the diseased one, and then that mm-hmm. same insect bites the other disease. So it's also in, they can get in the key. But for
what
sure,
happened
the
is they had
is the worst.
This mm-hmm. happened in July. It was, they said that after the 73-year-old patient got mm-hmm. the Zika virus from traveling to Mexico, I guess he had a, they said it's rare for them to die like that, but he died and they believe his immune system was very weak. But the second person visited him.
Yeah.
The second person mm-hmm. that got it visit him, but when they mm-hmm. touched him, they didn't put mm-hmm. on gloves, and they said it's the first known case where a person got it through. They believe it was either the sweat
direct
or
contact, like direct contact. But most likely, sweating and lacrima, like the eye tears, something like that. Yeah, could be. Still, they're doing intensive research, you know, like the study. Especially, you know, it's really, really, really very bad for unborn babies and infants, you know. So that's the most
it was published. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, this particular case, because it's the first known one. That should let people know that you have to,
wearing gloves and don't touch. And then the other bad thing, you know, like most of the time people are asymptomatic. They don't have even symptoms, you know, like how do you know that they have? And as you said, even they can travel with the food and baby or whatever being in here. And but the good news is not that the state and decide the infant for the normal adult, you know, like they don't get, you know, like they not like a baby bad.
Well, you know what I hope they don't do? I hope they don't treat it the way they did the HIV. I remember in the beginning they used to say for a person to get it to through saliva, you had to have tons and tons. So if it's just a trace of it, you're okay because it wasn't tons and tons. Now they don't say that anymore because they know for a fact that you can get it through saliva, not just having a whole bunch. And that when I would teach some of my classes, I would say, if you just had, I would take like a bottle of water, and I said, so you just have a little bit, just a trace of saliva in this bottle, but that trace has HIV. Would you drink the water? Everybody said no, because
we need just one virus. It will develop, replicate, right?
Right.
In a minute.
I don't know where they came up with this theory saying if we have just a tiny trace that old. But you know what? It goes back to how the foods are done. If there's a trace of the rat hair in the chocolate, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're conditioned to having tiny bits of stuff, and we're all right. And with some of this stuff, it's not okay. A trace is not okay. It's not okay if you're coming down with the disease itself. Then it's not okay. But I look for this one to be. Go ahead.
The other bigger problem would be, you know, like now, they are, you know, like not anymore using plastic thing, and then they might use the permanent spoons and forks, and then depending how they clean, like sterilization, and you know, and everybody, when you go in the restaurant, everybody uses, and then depends how they're gonna wash, you know, how they're gonna sterilize, you know, if it's not sterilized, that's what was helping, one-time use, you know, this plastic fork, and now we have a broken, I don't know where it's going to go.
I know. Pray over your utensils, pray over your food,
just pray,
that
God will
intervene and make your body good.
It's like we're becoming, obsessive from everything, you know, we'll act like obsessive. People who have obsession, you know, about everything, then just eat from your home.
Hi, if you're just joining in, listening to the broadcast, this is America Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young, your host, along with our guest, Dr. Fanduma Adol. She's a pediatrician, and we're giving you more information on the Zika virus that besides sexually or the mosquito bites you, that it's, they have one documented case that came up in the New England Journal of Medicine stating that it's spread by tears or possible saliva, because there's a case in Utah where that did just happen. If you want to join us in this broadcast, you can call in 858-769-4936. If you want to talk, just press 1, and then you'll be on the air. If you want to ask a question, or to either one of us, if we can answer, we'll answer. If not, we'll state that also. But we are in crisis, and hopefully it doesn't get so out of control the way the HIV AIDS have done, that we get this under control. I know in the beginning they wanted to pour something. President Obama wanted to spend at least $1.8 billion on this particular one, and when they tried to pass it, it didn't pass because of some of the other things that was attached to the bill. We are concerned because if you do aerial spraying and use some of the stuff we already know that would destroy the virus, it also destroys the crops, it destroys the bees, and then we have another problem. So this one is not an easy one to solve. How do you get rid of the mosquitoes without jeopardizing the crops? They haven't come up with an answer to that yet, but to let the mosquito get out of control, that's not going to be good either, because this one can end up being worse than HIV/AIDS only because it's a mosquito. And then Dr. Dole also mentioned that it can travel, like we get our fruits and vegetables from other countries. And so that mosquito, can it travel with those fruits and vegetables? The answer is yes. So this is something not to be taken lightly. And some of the things you can do is if you got water, standing water around your house, you need not to have that because that's where mosquitoes breed, wherever there's water. So, and you don't want that. Now, you can spray at your own house, your own property. There are plants that prevents mosquito from lingering around your property too. I don't remember the names of them, but there are plants. You probably can go to your nearest nursery and find out, but there are plants that gets rid of your mosquitoes for you. They don't like the smell, they don't like that plant, and they go away. So that may be something all of us need to be thinking about. Put all those mosquito resistant that the mosquitoes don't like, put them around your, you know, bury around your house. And maybe, I don't know if they'll grow out inside, but I know they do grow outside. I've learned that. I just don't have the name of it, but you can go to a nursery that sells plants, and they can tell you what to do from there.
And the other thing that, like, in natural, let me know when I see it. And the most people that lost something else, that there is some different protection. Like, for example, I'm from Africa.
The sound is, your sound is broken up.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Can you hear me now? Like,
Yeah, now I can.
You know, like, the body itself, it does, like, environmental thing. For example, I'm from Africa, and mostly of Africans, we have, like, sickle cell disease, sickle cell anemia. Why is this developed? Because over there, we have a lot of malaria, right? Then
uh-huh.
The malaria people who have a sickle cell disease, they can make their cycle. They can develop the falciparum, the killer one, like the worst one of the malaria. So, like, people have, they survive because the body changes, you know, it is way. When the cell is where the virus or whatever the disease develops, you know, like, it make a change. But it's not as bad that how the disease itself is devastating, for example. That's why the reason is, like, we are mostly of the Africans, we have a sickle cell anemia more than anybody else. Because of defending the body itself to defend the this malaria disease, like especially the type of falciparum, which kills people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, something will be on, but still we are in research. We don't know much about this disease. But the malaria today, we know how many types they are, how can affect even, why even this African, you know, like we, the Africans, we have mostly of the people, the population in the world, like a sickle cell anemia, because our body to defend itself from this, like and lethal disease, you know, like it's better than to have some little anemia than, you know, like something like kills you.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be something, but it's going to take a time, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, so money needs to be poured into
yes,
the
yes.
study of the Zika virus.
To make a
we
quick
need
research,
to like immediately,
yeah.
you know,
immediately.
I know each time they're kind of,
yeah.
they end up fighting in Congress and nothing goes through.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
the
disease is going to it'll end up out of control if we don't do
yeah.
something now. And
otherwise, we will have a big, big number population of disability, microcephaly, like a birth defect, you know, like a
yes.
burden
and
to the
children.
Society and to the family.
These
yeah,
old
the
people,
children.
These are children.
This poor generation,
oh my
yeah,
God.
New generation, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right
now, my daughter is brilliant. I'm worried.
The health system.
yeah, she
it's
traveled
like, wow.
Puerto Rico before she get pregnant. I remember that, but I don't
yes.
know. Like if that
and then
area
I,
was.
I want to say something. I know we've been talking about Zika that has been spread by tears or saliva. One, they've got their first documented case. I want to also mention HIV. AIDS, especially the HIV, if you're HIV or you think you may be HIV positive or you think you need a test, remember to take two tests. There's two. There's the antibody test that really tests for antibodies, not the genetic material. The first test may mm-hmm. say that you're negative and you could be positive. Second test is the genetic test, and it looks for the genetic material to the virus. And that takes 11 to 12 days for you to know your results. But at least you'll know
mm-hmm.
your results. The institutions that do both tests is Red Cross. When you donate blood, do both tests. The armed forces do both tests. And the other is the U.S. The armed forces do both tests because they're not going to have a bunch of sick soldiers trying to fight any war or do things for our country. And the other thing is coming up on October the 23rd, there's going to be the HIV/AIDS walk in Los Angeles, and it's one of the largest fundraisers that we have here in the United States. You can go on the internet and just, you know, Google LA HIV/AIDS walk, and we would love for anyone to join us down there. I'm forming a group with healthcare consultants, and we will be there just to bring public awareness. People do donate to help those that are suffering, you know, with the virus. And there's a difference. If you have HIV, it doesn't mean you have AIDS. They are two different things. AIDS is the last stage. That's when the whole immune system is broke down. HIV positive, they catch it in time, they can begin treatment so that you can live a fuller life, and that's what's beautiful about that. So our concern right now is back to the Zika virus and stopping it from going to a pandemic state where it's out of control. So that's very important. Okay, Dr. Adol, why don't you say the final words? We've got about one more minute. And then I'll have to end the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have to be the conscious, you know, like that. Because it's developing the entire world.
Hey, your voice
itself.
Is too low. I'm
like,
not sure if it's by the phone.
Oh, okay. No,
okay.
This disease now is getting to the whole, the entire world. You know, like we have
mm-hmm.
to be pre-conscious, you know, like especially, you know, like for the infant and unborn baby. You know, like as they are more vulnerable than the other people. So, yeah. So that's what I would say. People, like, if they go visit, like, somebody who has they know this disease, but unfortunately, most of the time, they are asymptomatic, you know. So, yeah.
They're
that's
even
what
selling,
I
people
say.
Are selling clothes.
And hopefully,
too.
They will develop immunization, you know, like, hopefully, they will develop that. That's the only one to stop. You know, like rubella, now we have immunization, right? So they might find, like, some
yeah.
immunization, you know, like, for it. And then we will
that
be better.
Great.
Better. Yeah, yeah. That's
that
the only
great.
One for now we can, yeah. The
okay,
fastest
we got 9 seconds
can,
left.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Anyway, we'll be
yes.
on the air again next Monday, same time, American
yeah.
Health Crisis. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day.